This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, March 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Bill Sack to be keynote speaker at AgriPulse Policy Summit. Ukrainian grain can keep flowing, and Merrigan on nutrition title. Bill Sack keynotes AgriPulse Policy Summit. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack will headline the annual AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit today in Washington. This year's conference will focus on issues critical to ensuring long-term agricultural sustainability and food security. The summit will feature interviews with leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees and discussions with a diverse array of experts and producers. They'll debate a range of issues, including the challenges facing beginning and minority farmers, as well as future needs for risk management, agriculture research, and nutrition assistance. Registration for the summit is still available online or in person today at the National Press Club. By the way, the Biden administration's Waters of the U.S. rule officially takes effect today, an issue almost certain to occupy time at the Senate hearing this week, with EPA Administrator Michael Regan. A Senate vote to eliminate the rule is also nearing. You can read more about WOTUS in our Washington Week Ahead at www.agripulse.com. Ukraine grain will continue to flow through Odessa ports. It came down to the wire on Saturday, but a United Nations brokered deal to keep the Black Sea Grain Initiative alive was extended on the last possible day before the renewal deadline. Russia had been demanding an extension limited to 60 days, but the UN and Ukraine remained steadfast that the 120-day renewal be left unchanged. The UN did not specifically say that the initiative was extended again by 120 days at its Saturday announcement, but Ukrainian Infrastructure Minister Okislander Kubrov said in a tweet that was the case. "I welcome the agreement by all parties to continue the Black Sea Grain Initiative to facilitate the safe navigation of exports of grain, foodstuffs, and fertilizers from Ukraine," that United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The initiative demonstrates the importance of discrete diplomacy in finding multilateral solutions. Why it's important? Well, Russia's criticized the deal for primarily helping wealthy nations, but defenders of the initiative say it has been critical to lowering food prices and supplying Ukrainian grain to some of the neediest regions in the world. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Nutrition Farm Bill fights will return, but heightened. Fights over the Farm Bill's nutrition titles are expected to be heightened this time around because of disagreements over Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program work requirements, appropriate levels of spending, and how to classify and treat able-bodied workers without dependents. That's the assessment of Kathleen Merrigan, former USDA Deputy Secretary and current Executive Director of the Sweat Center for Sustainable Food Systems at Arizona State University. Merrigan told AgriPulse, quote, "Going into this farm bill, it's all about the money. Everyone's wondering, how do we scrape together enough money for a farm bill? And then this is coinciding with the debt ceiling debate. So SNAP is going to be eyed by many in terms of its overall costs." The discussions about SNAP also come as recipients in many states face the loss of increased benefits provided during the height of the COVID pandemic. Merrigan says she recognizes there can't be an endless emergency, but it doesn't mean the doctors are going to give us a clean bill of health. Americans are still struggling to put food on the table. SNAP has proven to be the best elixir for the economy in times that we need to do stimulus, Merrigan says, citing USDA analysis, which finds every $1 spent in SNAP results in $1.43 to $1.50 worth of impact on the economy as beneficiaries immediately spend. Senate bill would freeze adverse effect wage rates. A bipartisan Senate bill introduced by a couple of unlikely allies would free the adverse effects wage rate at last year's level for the rest of 2023. Senators John Ossoff, the Democrat from Georgia, Tom Tillis, a Republican of North Carolina, said farmers in their states who use the H-2A program getting squeezed financially by increases in the AEWR. In Georgia, the rate went from $11.99 to $13.67 an hour this year, up 14% from 2022. The rate in North Carolina was set at $14.91 an hour, up 5%. I'm leading this bipartisan legislation to prevent damage to Georgia's agricultural producers, Ossoff said. Tillis said the wage rate, quote, has long outpaced the rate of inflation and become unsustainable. Bipartisan bicameral bill would expand ag-ARDA authorization. Ag groups and land-grant universities are backing a bill introduced by Senators Michael Bennett, the Colorado Democrat, and Roger Marshall, a Kansas Republican, to double the authorization of the Agriculture Advanced Research and Development Authority, or ag-ARDA, from $50 million to $100 million. The bill, which is expected to be joined by companion in the House from Representatives Jimmy Panetta of California, Randy Feenstra of Iowa, also would expand ag-ARDA scope to address animal and plant pathogens and pests. The agency was authorized by the 2018 Farm Bill, but has not been established yet because of limited funding. More bills. Another bipartisan bicameral bill would expand biochar research efforts. In the House, Iowa Republican Marionette Miller Meeks and Democrats Kim Schreier of Washington and Shelley Pingree of Maine have introduced the Biochar Research Network Act. In the Senate, Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa, John Tester of Montana, John Thune of South Dakota, and Sherrod Brown of Ohio reintroduced companion legislation earlier this month. In the meantime, bills dropped by Republican Representative Morgan Griffith of Virginia and Democrat Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota would require the FDA to regulate hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, as a dietary supplement and food and beverage additive. Well, finally, here's today's She Said It. Keeping grains flowing from Ukraine and ensuring stability for global commodity prices will be important mitigation measures as food shortages and income losses this year are likely to worsen, particularly in countries that saw major climate disasters last year. That Mercy Corps Executive Director for Europe, Harpinder Kolakot. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, March 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.